Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody teaches it, so no one knows it exists. The dreamer's banished to obscurity. Well, I'm trying to change all that, and I hope you are too. By dreaming every day. Dreaming with our hands and dreaming with our mind. Our planet is facing the greatest problems it's ever faced. Ever. So whatever you do, don't be bored. This is absolutely the most exciting time we could have possibly hoped to be alive. And things are just starting.
You're here because you know something. What do you know you can't explain? But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind. Driving you mad.
In my lap. So what you wanna be starting now? I'm pissing a phone, Jeffrey Dahmer brain, that couple was foul.
Too close for comfort, too close to home. Too close to be playing your breath, so hey, why don't you get your own? As long as I got this legally, people see that we can be on top of things without causing another nigga sorrow. I know it seems it ain't enough to go around, but keep on holding on like good day mo, cause it's a better day tomorrow. That's all I can say, can't tell the future. Tomorrow's another day, but today, they just might teach you for your ride. Fuck your pride, high, better be out your seat. Quick and snappy with a happy face before you bleed. Ask me if that material shit is worth your life. I don't know about yours, but if so, you're smoking pipes, right?
Do you wanna be in therapy? For sure, the time is 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're definitely on the ground with WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are.
This is Spreaker Web Radio.
I'm
It don't matter, he's toast. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stacked that he knows when he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. It's old raps that he better go capture this moment and hope it don't pass.
You better
it.
Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go.
At www.spreaker.com, create your own radio show and find thousands of exclusive radio channels.
By adjoining graphite panels or being cooled by water or other kinds of coolants, they continue to generate heat, and when they're in close proximity to each other and in the process of neutron embrittlement of the rods themselves, eventually they just do what is called a meltdown. And that is that they continue to generate fissile material at a high enough rate that everything in contact with it then becomes destroyed. It becomes liquefied. It also becomes contaminated, becomes radioactive itself. So what they did at Chernobyl was they poured millions and millions of tons of concrete on top of the reactor. Basically, they just poured enough concrete on it to put a lid on it so that if it was going to go critical at some point, it would have to go critical under the ground and not spew more material into the atmosphere. Now, the Japanese have a real problem on their hands. Two things happened there that did not happen at Chernobyl. One of them is that there was an extraordinary amount of radioactive particulate that was thrown out into the atmosphere when those hydrogen explosions occurred. The atmosphere inside the containment vessels was highly radioactive, and therefore everything in the vicinity where any of that particulate was allowed to fall out of the atmosphere and come into contact with any other kinds of surfaces also became permanently contaminated. But that wasn't the worst of it. The worst of it is that after pouring millions of gallons of seawater into the containment vessels, that water was allowed to run back into the ocean and to contaminate groundwater and leak down into some of their aquifers. What that means is that all of the sea life for 30 to 50 miles each direction up and down the coast and who knows how far out into the ocean itself has now been contaminated by radioactive material. It's no longer fit for consumption, and it constitutes a serious long-term environmental danger. So, you know, the long-term consequences of an event like that are extraordinary in their magnitude. As it stands now, the site at Fukushima is so radioactively hot that human beings wearing state-of-the-art radioactive protection gear cannot go there safely for any length of time. They cannot go there. And that means that that place has to be walled off. Ultimately, it will have to be capped with cement and other materials that can vitrify the waste so that it can be contained, and they need to do that now before the next major earthquake occurs. I lived in Japan for years when I was a high school boy, and I'm here to tell you that the Japanese islands sit astride a quake fault that operates continuously. There is never a day that goes by that the Japanese islands do not experience earthquakes all the time. So the notion that there's any time lapse between the last one and the next one is simply ridiculous. You don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know where it's going to happen. You don't know how big it's going to happen. What you do know is that it is going to happen. So the Japanese government needs to knock those buildings down do it with as little debris into the atmosphere as they can, and then cap that site for as far as necessary with as much concrete as it takes to cover that baby up and keep it from spreading. There's nothing they can do about the ocean, but they can contain the damage that has been inflicted on the surrounding locale.
There have been reports about buckyballs being formed from out of the seawater's reaction with the material, radioactive material. Is there any truth to that?
I doubt it. I doubt it. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, okay, okay. You hear a lot of things, you know. Also, how about the west coast of the United States? We're receiving, there are currents and so forth. That would carry some of that radioactivity to the United States west coast. Is that true?
It's true. The radioactivity that was carried, that was airborne, has already come over.
Sure, sure.
Parts of Russia down through Alaska, across the Great Plains of Canada, and into the United States. That stuff was here within days. It gets distributed, it gets dispersed, but it's already here.
Right. Did some of the radioactivity get into the St. Petersburg area in Russia and area Moscow, or where was it detected in that area? Do you know?
No, it would have gone. The prevailing winds run up the Kamchatka Peninsula to the Bering Strait and down over through the Arctic Circle, down across the northern reaches of Canada. That's where the Siberian Express drives the upper air current, and that's what drives all the weather that comes through our weather system off the Pacific, comes in that path.
Sure.
So St. Petersburg is clear over on the other side of the continent. And, you know, certainly anybody who's been carefully monitoring radioactive contamination in the atmosphere has been able to measure an increase since the Fukushima event. That's no secret. That's just physics.
Right.
The real issue, George, is that if you read the literature about the destruction of the coral reefs in the South Pacific, what you discover, well, you got to take another break here.
Yeah, you hear the music coming on there? Yeah.
Yeah,
we got to cut out here in a second. We'll be right back. Thank you. We appreciate your time and all your expertise. Be right back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself.
you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield, and we have with us David G. Yurth, Ph.D. Mr. Yurth is a professional in many fields, but this evening we're talking about his expertise in remediating nuclear waste, and we're talking about the Fukushima disaster.
Welcome back, David.
Well, welcome back, George.
Right, so what was it? Did you want to make a point there real quick?
Well, the point I wanted to make is that we're winding down to the end of the hour, and there are two things that can truly be said about the issue. Once a catastrophe occurs, it's too late to fix it, right? You can't go in. You can't take people. We don't have robotic devices. We don't have mechanical systems that can operate safely and effectively to clean up nuclear catastrophes once they occur. That technology just has not been invented yet. The second thing that's true is that it doesn't ever have to happen again. And the way you make it not happen again is that you phase out nuclear power as we know it, and you replace it over time with thorium-based nuclear power. And in the process, you exercise whatever kind of influence is required to get the political powers that be to stand up and support the development and distribution of technologies that will remediate the nuclear waste so that it doesn't constitute a long-term invitation to extinction. Now, there are people among your listening audience who have access to all kinds of resources, political resources and capital resources, whose spheres of influence or whose industries or whose connections and contacts are people who could make this happen. And, you know, I'm inviting them to get in contact with you to so that you can provide them with an opportunity to help fix the problem. It's not that it can't be fixed. It's that the solutions are being obstructed. And, you know, we don't need to get into all the reasons why that's happening. The bottom line is that so many people are making so much money exploiting the problem that they don't want the problem solved, and we'll just let it go at that. But it can be solved. We know what to do, and we're not the only ones. So, you know, if you want to not have the problem again, then like-minded people need to put their heads and their resources together to put this thing in play so that it can be used eventually to make this a viable, sustainable source of electrical power generation.
Do you believe, David, that we should convene a remediation conference as quickly as we can? And, you know, I don't know where the location would be. Maybe we could have it here in Austin and try to help the Japanese, have them invited and hammer out some kind of a response to and go from here forward?
Well, you know, I'm a firm believer that the only way to really solve difficult problems is to sit down with all the players, get them around the table, and create an opportunity for people to have a conversation. There's no substitute for sitting down with people who make the decisions and control the resources, sit down and solve the problem. The problem is solvable. Whether there's a willingness on the part of the people who are exploiting the problem, who caused the problem in the first place, whether they're willing to sit down and be participants in such a conversation is really the fundamental question. I'm very much in favor of getting all the right people together in the right place at the same time, so that, you know, you shut the door and feed them pizza under the slot until you're finished. You know, it's a zero exit process. We've either got to figure out how to solve the problem, George, or we're going to create extinction.
Right.
This stuff is really awful, and it's got to be stopped.
Charlotte and I saw from the very beginning, David, that there was a concerted effort intentionally to put a cap on the news and to structure and so forth the news releases to diminish the danger, you know, to a certain minimal level. And we saw that from the United States side, Japanese side, and all over the world. It seemed like the media, the word was out, do not publish the danger of Fukushima, minimize it because of maybe, Tokyo just all of a sudden stampeding with a panicky exit or something. But what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I'm not a believer in conspiracy theories. What I do believe is that there were very strong disincentives for making truthful disclosures.
Yes, yes.
And full and complete and truthful disclosures were not made because the reputations of people, the profits of companies, the taking refuge behind the specious notion that people can't tolerate knowing the truth about how bad things really are, were all used in combination to try to keep as much of it a secret for as long as possible. And, you know, if the powers that control the media allow the private interests who own and control and exploit this issue to prevent full and complete disclosures, then it's people like you and Charlotte and other people who are working very hard, dedicating your time and your resources to getting at the truth, become indispensable. That's why your role and the value of the Internet is really so critical in times like these.
At one time, Charlotte and I, we interviewed an Air Force assessment team there out of Tokyo. And at one time, they immediately gave the option for all dependents to leave Japan that were, you know, U.S. military immediately. And then they changed their policy and allowed them back in, you know? And I thought that was just totally a wrong policy decision to make under the circumstances.
Goodness knows what sort of logic they use to make their decisions, George.
In addition, about the time that we talked to this assessment team there on Air Force Base in Tokyo, the Marines flew in with 9 planes, cargo planes, a complete emergency. I guess you call it a hazmat. What was that, Charlotte? What did they call that? It was a big team, a Marine team for total immersion in, chemical, biological, radiation, rescue and so forth. What was that, Charlotte?
Yeah, just emergency response teams. Yeah, chemical, nuclear, biological response teams.
Right. They flew this team in from, I think, the East Coast. And it took 9 airplanes and they like 21 vehicles in the back of those planes. And, I mean, then all of a sudden, a few weeks goes by and they said, well, it's not that bad. We're going to bring them back, see. And so they recalled them. So it just showed me that they were trying to minimize, like you were saying, they didn't want to get people upset or whatever. And the disincentives were there, you know, not to, you know what I mean, to make this, to tell the truth.
Well, the fact of the matter is that those troops were never set foot on the site. They
right.
never set foot on the site. And the reason they were not permitted to set foot on the site was because it was so hot that they couldn't safely do that. They were never deployed there.
We had one team over there that was driving around with GPS, and they had these radiation detectors. And there was a blockade there along the road outside of Fukushima. I don't know how far out. The readings that they were taking when they went up to this police blockade of the road was very hazardous, and they informed the police officers that, hey, right now, if you stay here for a long period of time, it's dangerous. And they were saying something. Well, our supervisor said it was okay, you know.
Well, there was a lot of that going on. It's really unconscionable. There are a whole bunch of unsuspecting, trusting, loyal civilians who were subjected to extraordinary levels of radiation who will pay the price later on in their lives, and that's extremely unfortunate.
Right. It will occur later on. They'll have problems with cancer and so forth. And
that's right.
But we certainly do thank you, David Yurth, for being with us, and you've certainly done a lot over the years in science and creating a lot of different good corporations, and we certainly thank you for your contributions this evening and trying to help solve this. And we're going to get that conference going here. We're going to do that.
All right, George. Well, just let me know. I'll do whatever I can to help you, and have a good evening.
Okay. Thank you very much, David. Good night.
You're welcome.
Charlotte, we're going to bring Sybil Edmonds back starting hour two. She's the FBI whistleblower, and we'll go from there with her and get some really good insights of what's going on in this country today. Okay?
Sounds good. See you on the other side.
Okay, see you on the other side. Thanks, Charlotte.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. Hey, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Claim circumstances.
It's not your fault, baby, it's not mine. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time. Yeah, gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth for the second hour. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield.
Yeah, Charlotte, we've got Sybil Edmonds coming up in just a second. Let me tell our listening audience something about this fine lady. Boy, she stands up for what's right about this country. She's a founder and president of the National Security Whistleblowers Coalition, a nonprofit organization dedicated to aiding national security whistleblowers. She has appeared on national radio and television as a commentator on matters related to whistleblowers, national security, and excessive secrecy and classification. And it's also been featured on CBS, 60 Minutes, CNN, MSNBC, NPR, and in the New York Times, Washington Post, Vanity Fair, The American Conservative, and other publications. And in 2006, she won the American Senator's Award called the Penn Award, the Penn Newman's Own Amendment Award, for her commitment to preserving the free flow of information in the United States in a time of growing international isolation and increasing government secrecy. She is also the recipient of the 2004 Sam Adams Foundation Award. Ms. Edmonds worked as a language specialist for the FBI's Washington field office, and during her work with the Bureau, she discovered and reported serious acts of security breaches, cover-ups, and intentional blocking of intelligence that had national security implications. Welcome to our program, Sybil Edmonds.
Thank you for having me on your show.
You know what you exemplify? You exemplify the finest thing that American principles and our founding fathers stand for, I think.
Oh, thank you, sir, but the fight is not over. I don't believe I have won any battles, but just the fact that we are still standing and we are fighting and we are trying for our country, I think that deserves a bit of encouragement and applause. But other than that, it's been a long, long battle.
Yes, we have up, you know, your click-offs on your site and so forth, and they can go in there and read that Vanity Fair article, which was just an excellent article. You know, what have been some of your trials and tribulations? Have you had some high points? Have you had some low points? What are the emotions that have run throughout yourself, your very being?
Oh, George, you're talking about 10 years, and I believe I have had several highs, and I have had many, many lows. It's, you know, it started with trying to do the right thing for our country, and I was, you know, I had my own business with my husband. I've been married for 20 years, and we've been trying to run our own business. I never worked for government before this FBI job, and the only reason I took that position with the FBI and went through all the clearance process to get the top security clearance was 9/11. After 9/11, we had our government officials on TV, on radio, begging, I mean literally begging, saying they had shortage of language specialists for Middle Eastern languages such as, you know, Turkish and Farsi and other Central Asian countries' languages such as Azerbaijani. Well, I speak 3-4 languages. I'm fluent in those languages, and I believe it was my duty to do something about this horrifying event that took place, and we were expecting more events to follow this. So that naive faith in our government caused me to go and say, yes, all right, I'll come, and I respond to your call, and I will come, and I will put myself to work, and I will work on these translations to help our fight, you know, against terrorism. And, well, I started working, and within the few weeks of working in the FBI, I uncovered several very, very important wrongdoings, in some cases criminal activities, operations, and I reported these initially internally because I believed if I reported it to the people in charge, they would take care of it. Well, they didn't. Then I didn't jump out and go to the media. At the time, I don't believe it any longer after being the director of National Security Whistleblowers Coalition with 150 whistleblowers from the FBI, CIA, DOD. We know that what they call as the proper channels to pursue for government employees to report wrongdoing, none of those channels work. But at the time, I didn't. Again, I believe I was naive. I believe that, yes, these channels were there. So I took it to this Office of Inspector General's office for the Department of Justice.
I went to Congress, to the appropriate committee, and I informed them about these issues with implications on American people. And as a result, I was retaliated against in such a way that I never dreamt of being retaliated against for doing the right thing. You know, the FBI agents, this is before I was fired, they came to our house and they confiscated our computers. This is my husband's computer with all his businesses inside that computer, business information, my computer, saying that I was communicating classified information with Congress, which I was not communicating at the time, that information through email with Congress. And they didn't find anything in our computer, but they destroyed our computer. Then they came up with an order, and they hooked me up to a polygraph machine. And for hours, they interrogated me. Well, I passed the polygraph, so they couldn't do anything.
At www.spreaker.com, create your own radio show and find thousands of exclusive radio channels.
To the right dude, right there.
PlayHype.com.
If you ain't here, you ain't nowhere.
PlayHype.com, nigga.
Woo! That's J-Mate's cowbell. He's so happy it's not Black History Month.
Hey!
Yeah, that shit overshadowed my claps. Yeah, that's disrespectful. You motherfucker, you.
Overshadowed your mark.
That's right,
man.
Major's got claps. So much.
Yeah.
So much show that I got to do it again.
There we go.
There it is.
No more
cowbell. Where the fuck did that come from? I don't do that.
That was my tequila bottle, man. I'm trying to celebrate.
Playing Warriors, nigga. Yeah, put that shit away.
That's some more shit that white people do.
I'm trying to
drink
celebrate.
Tequila
Klingon
and then
bottles.
Klingon bottles,
yeah,
and make
man.
Cowbells out of everything.
I'm excited, man. It's March 1st. I'm talking.
What the fuck is March 1st, Mac?
Yeah, you was expecting claps, huh?
It's white. It's a
500 years. It's still 500 years in this bitch.
It's white people year has begun. We're here.
It's not your whole year, motherfucker. You notice we are blacked out.
Yeah.
Black shirt,
you know,
black hat.
Ain't nothing changed, Mac.
I'm wearing
black
all the
skin.
And what you got on, a right. black hat?
The only thing white on me is my teeth, nigga.
You should have bought you a white English D hat. And yes, they have them. You should have done the homework and found one.
I had one at one point, man.
Yeah, man. We still honoring
That's
the
right,
fallen
right.
month of February. And we got an extra day.
That's right.
Shouts for fucking leap year.
Hell yeah. I was rocking hard yesterday, too. I cussed out some little white kids
for
at
real,
the supermarket,
man.
I'm like, get the fuck back in your cart, man.
It was
what are you
one
doing?
Extra day of blackness, and I hope you took advantage.
That's
I
right.
swear to God, man.
That's right. They were giving away free cookies at Subway. Man, I got in there. I bought me a sub. Got my
Did you go back in?
Hell yeah.
Two times. Shout for two times.
Like, give me my other cookie, nigga.
Did you drive back up and get a refill?
What the fuck kind of Subway you got in your hood?
You got a drive-thru Subway?
Huh?
A drive-thru Subway?
That's that Subway, homie. Oh. If you drive up and your food's already prepared, that's just something
what
who
kind of shit y'all got out here in White World?
Yeah.
Y'all must got some other shit, man.
Oh, shit. I'm feeling
what?
I got something else we got.
I don't know whether to be angry or be envious.
Be
Damn. Yeah.
Why does it have to be a white thing?
I want it.
Shit.
What's good, man? Everybody that's listening, shouts to the chat. Shouts to Smooth Beats, man. What's good with all of y'all, man? Got a loaded show. Looking forward to it. And you know what, man? I don't know what I'm looking forward to most. We got an obscure, different Blended or Bump It, man. We didn't do classic or trash yet. I know we got some submissions this week. We didn't go that route, man.
No,
we
sir.
Actually found something new. So shouts to fucking Madlib, who will be on the chopping block.
Ooh.
Episode 162, man.
I can't wait.
So we checking that shit out. But, man, the debate that we got into, it was fueled by race.
Yes.
I know some people say we talk race too much.
Well, you know.
Fuck off.
Right.
But regardless, that shit spawned a good conversation because we were like, yo, we know your fucking white history. We got it crammed down our fucking throats.
Pause.
For all of our years of school.
Right. Okay.
White folks, y'all don't know shit about her.
Yeah. It's not even true.
I know a lot.
Y'all read it in the book.
Man. Y'all don't know shit about us, man.
I know plenty.
Yo, if it wasn't for my Twitter feeds, you'd be that much ignorant.
Yes, you didn't even do anything. You
gotta, for the first half of the month, stop. After that, I stopped because I couldn't give you no more. If I built you up too much, then you would have been a beast tonight.
Oh, and what a way to be, motherfucker. 11 months of the year, I don't see no white facts from your white ass.
Exactly.
Oh, you want some?
You get 11 months, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Well, now you're going to get it tonight, bitch.
Well, fuck off, because, we doing What's Really Hood.
That's right.
The black and white edition.
What's Really Hood? Man, I can't wait, man.
Exactly. A.K.A. Racial Jeopardy, nigga. And it's, yes, we took the shit from last show and made it a reality. These niggas right here, Mac,
the
bro,
white, and the
going
white
head
nigga.
To
the
head.
And the white nigga.
Yes, the nigga and the white
battle.
Nigga is going to battle.
Can I study up until the game?
Dude, if you don't know about now, you'll never know, nigga. It ain't going to help you, bro. It ain't going to help you. Flat out. So we getting into that shit later, man. We got some hip-hop talk, man. Once again, it's that fucking time of the year. Double XL released their flesh. I said fleshman.
That's
about accurate.
That's all they are.
Yeah, dog. Boo, boo. We're going to chop that list of fucking shreds coming up. Yo, the dog is back, man. Earl fucking Simmons is back in the game.
Earl C.P. Simmons.
I love that dude, man.
Oh, wait. No, don't make me go there.
We're going to talk about the dog.
Younger is back.
I don't like you, nigga. And then we're going to do... filling out the second half of the bracket for fucking Fight Club, baby.
Yeah.
South versus the West Coast.
It's only fitting the X tonight for that. Let's get it on.
Yeah, the shit crazy, man. So we're going to finish out all of our contestants and the albums for the Fight Club bracket. So like I told you, man, loaded show, lots of shit. Let me run down these shout-outs. We ain't even got to them yet. On Facebook, we got Wesley Amos, Miracle Rap, Clarence Holmes, Al Smith, Kratos Jones, or Kratos Jones, man, off Twitter. Let me shout out the Facebook people.
Yes. Facebook.com/hoodhype.
Yes, indeed.
Now you know.
And on Twitter, we got Dave the Fly Guy. I am the Gift. That's my homie. He did a beautiful feature on us, man. Much appreciated. And Gift can write his ass off, man. It's a great read. Because
it's about us. It's even better.
Well, exactly. At the risk of sounding self-promoting, the shit's great. Go fucking read it. So shout out to the Gift, man. That's my man.
And that's over at... PayUsNoMind.com.
Yes, indeed. And that's the next shout-out, at PayUsNoMind. Check them out. Also, we got Who Is Free Will, and then we got Phenom Black. And dude said, where's my 40 acres? And they got that's a podcast?
That's the name of the website, Where'sMy40Acres.com.
Okay.
Remember that from A3C. So,
yeah.
I went and listened to their show the other night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good show.
It's dope?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Check them out.
I ain't mad at it. And then email, man. Shout-outs to Dmitry Kavanov, as always. Dude said, peep his podcast at 22talks.com, man. That's what's up. Shout out to Dimitri. And then iTunes, man. That should be rare, but if you're feeling us, go into iTunes and throw us a fucking comment and a good review, man. We'd appreciate that. So that's what it is, man. Loaded Show 162. Fucking What's Hood. Black White Edition. You fucking name it, man. Who got the shot, man? We got to get this shit popping. Let's go.
Use a pineapple Smirnoff.
I'll take whatever, dog.
They got pineapple, really?
Man.
Fuck, I ain't missing that yet.
It is up to the high standards.
Well,
where's our A3C shotties?
Yeah, you got
there
it.
There
it is. Motherfucker. This nigga just reached out of the room to the other room and grabbed his shot glass.
And my Wolverines is playing for a chance to have a share of the Big Ten title, man. It's going down tonight.
Get your weight up, nigga.
It's a beautiful, beautiful night. Hey, just win one.
Get your win. Get your win.
I surely didn't get it done the other day. You fucking Spartans. Where my $20? Oh, shit. Hey, we had a witness on that one, too.
$20.
You're the shot, man. You're the
shot. No, man.
Knock it back with us. Damn, that Smirnoff?
That's the best taste of Smirnoff I'd have had in a fucking minute.
Woo!
It's going to be a beautiful night, baby.
Let's
get shit popping. Marion Wright, it's my time. Hoodhype.com, 162, year.
Yeah. Juggling this right here. Come on. Special dedication. down. See me living like a real man. It's my time, take it shorty. I'ma need that smack, smoke, perk, and your boy will never leave track. And so we tell her I ain't living right. Hey, but so we tell her I can't hit it right. Wait, but don't she be here every other night? Cause I lay it down and she knows that she loves to fight. Love. Memory lane as I'm living in this good life. With a cool broad I keep around cause she good night. But she dressed dope and she looks proper. Type of shit'll keep me on my toes like a foot doctor. Yo, we go ride it till the sun goes down. And we go ride it till the sun back up. It's my time, baby. Till the sun go down, and we gon' ride until the sun back up. It's my time, baby. Hey, we gon' round the world. Hey, all time. Yeah, international. I'm in every latitude, every boulevard, every street, and every avenue. Girl, you easy to read, like a manual. So if you eat a bitch, you can get it with no collateral. Flow deep, we the biggest in the city. And these bitch boy youngers act like I hit them and they kidney. Yeah, so what you bitchin' about? Growling like a bitch when you pout. Well, I'm rich in the clouds, boy. I'm on that Miami heat stroke. Fake down kilos, he's living like Regino. Feeling higher than I ever been. Killing these youngins like the Larry did. With no evidence, I'll leave it to the sheriff. Hey. And they don't ask questions, I'ma work a great marriage. Work of a great writer in this moment of clarity. This moment of honesty, I'm rated to right.
Good love, you a sex study. All I'm saying, you just love me.
Sun go down and we go ride until the sun back up. It's my time, baby. Hey, it's my time, baby. Hey, I said it's my time. Yo, we go climb until the sun go down and we go ride until the sun back up. It's my time, baby. Yeah, all time, baby. Hey, I said it's all time. See my shit. We about to blast off, yo.
Vegas, niggas.
Woo!
That kid's a banger, man.
Marion Wright?
Yeah, he got the free joint over on DJ Booth, man. Check him out, man. Las Vegas in the building.
Damn.
He goes hard, man. I like that track a lot.
Whew.
Now, noticeably, he's a new cat. He done popped up from Vegas. I ain't seen him on no freshman list.
No.
There's a lot of niggas I ain't seen on no freshman list.
That freshman
is your favorite freshman on the freshman list? Rhetorical question.
I'm going to say no. The may no.
I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, man. But I'm glad they do it because each and every year they give us something to point at and pop and shoot, and it's fun. I love it.
It's kind of like a sifter, though, because there's so many holes in their list, nigga.
It's bad, but you know what? It's getting worse.
You know, I got a theory on it. I think they don't look at...
Now they're looking at niggas' sales potential.
Yeah, exactly. They're looking at what's going to get them the most buzz, like, because who's going to come back to XXL once they... You know, who's going to get them the most buzz once they pop? Because the people are going to go back and get that archive issue.
I do, man. Gene, one of y'all can pull up either the 11 or the 10 list. Just so we have that in the, you know, sure. Loaded up for prior reference.
The 2011.
Yep, the 11 was. And the thing is, we do what we do. We're gonna critique. We're gonna pick holes. When we see motherfuckers that flat out don't belong, we're gonna say so. So I think it'd be interesting running down this shit to go over last year's and see. Maybe it wasn't as bad as we thought. But while I say that, let me go ahead and run down the whole 2012 roster. We got MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, Danny Brown, Shots to the Fucking D.
Yeah!
We got Kid Ink.
Her pussy smell like Doritos.
I'm going to explain to me in one time. The psychological aspect of it, the psychological over the war on his body. Psychology is the study of the soul in ancient Jimmy. Alright? Not the study of the mind. And the reason why I called it the psychological covert war on hip hop, simply because this war and waging of the souls of black folks is not necessarily seen. All right? So a lot of times, the way we're orientated, we always deal with the effect instead of the cause. And be honest with you, yourself, not me. By show of hands, how many of you deal with the cause when we go to approach conflict resolution? You go to resolve something with someone, one sister, a couple of people. We don't always deal with the effect when we get into something. If we could just only stop and say, well, what is the cause of why we're acting like this? And then we can come up with some solutions. Are you following? It's called the law of karma. Raise your hand if you're religious. What is this? I have been almost a lawyer in my head, but I just wanted to do a report by saying this, that we have to understand the divine self and this self. And there's a difference between the divine self and the self. It's really the self and the not self. A lot of us do a whole bunch of things to take care of the self. And these are spiritual concepts, they're not religious. So you might not find them in the book. If you know how to read the book, you'll find them. You may not find them with Reverend Bigfoot on Sunday morning. Are you following? Because they don't talk about the divine self. They say in order to get to the divine self, you got to give them money so they can take that message to go kind of deal with Jesus and some other people to get to God and bring it back to you. No, you have a direct connection to the divine self. Are you following? But my question is, how many of us in this room truly take care of the business of taking care of the divine self? Be honest with yourself, seriously. This is what we need to get back into. We have to take care of the divine self. What is the difference between the self and the divine self? We did everything this morning to come here today to make ourselves presentable to one another, right or wrong. You may think that you might find a man here today. You may think something else and yada, yada, yada. We put the shower up, put the best gear on, whatever, to present ourselves to one another. How are you going to present yourself to the Creator in the last day? Is what I'm getting at. Preparing the divine self. How do you prepare the divine self? First of all, you got to know and understand the divine laws that are operating in nature. They have nothing to do with what Reverend Hammock is teaching on Sunday. It's something totally different. This is not religion. This is spirituality. These things that govern the universe, whether you believe in them or not. So we're not going to get into belief in my Christian opinion. Are you following me? Following me? Okay, when the Creator says it needs to rain today to water the crops, to have plants and whatnot grow, then it's going to rain regardless of what you have to do with it or not, whether you believe it or not. See, a lot of y'all are caught up in belief. Some people in the room can believe you can go out here on 85, go with South, step into a Mack truck to 190, and you think you may live, right? That's your belief. In actual fact, what is it will happen?
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. And I can say, how many times you go to church on Sunday, Daddy's going to help your ass. You just need to respect the divine law of what? Of motion, of gravity, relativity. These are divine laws. You may think you can go up on the Western Hotel, all right, eat a Klondike bar, step the hell on, land on your face, and you think you may live. That's your belief. In all actual fact, what will happen to you? Thank you. That's precisely my point. I told you, Pastor Trent. I'm trying to tell you, seriously, let's get it to go box on that one. All right?
Roscoe Dash? What?
He's a freshman?
Roscoe Dash ain't been around.
R-O-S-E-O-E.
He did No Hands. And
he's been out for a minute, though.
But, I mean, but, like, what, I mean, No Hands came out, like, fucking
two years ago?
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
He didn't pop, though.
Okay.
Evidently, even though I saw that video of fucking, anyway, man, that's, we gonna chop it apart later.
Okay.
Hobson. Shout out to Hobson, who we
you
featured.
You know what? I forgot about Hobson.
Long
Hobson and Swizz.
Yeah.
Shout out to,
was once on Eazy-E's label.
Yeah, Ruthless.
Yep.
And shouts to, never mind.
Now, I'm gonna say this. Here's a couple, dog, that I don't even know who the fuck they are. Tell me if I'm lost. Macklemore.
I've heard of him. Haven't heard
I've
of
heard
him.
The name, but I don't know none of his music, so he's dope enough to be on the list? I don't even say that. Don Tripp.
Never heard of him, man.
Never. I don't know who this guy is, but he's on the list, too. Dom Tripp. Iggy Azalea.
Now, Iggy, I've heard of. Shouts to...
Is that a female?
Shouts to Lakota, yes. Who put me up on her. He was like, you got to see the ass on this white rapper.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And
she's a female from Australia. Shouts to the... Yo, I love you, Down Under. Flat out. You guys are cool.
Yo, come on, man. You know what?
Isn't Tip working with her?
But I got to give her... Mm-hmm. You have to give her... She can spit.
I don't know.
Okay. Right,
we're going to finish it up. And then last, rounding out the... I believe he's the last on the list. Yeah. Last guy. Frenchie. Montana.
Fuck.
Are you fucking kidding? Now,
he's like 40.
Frenchie don't belong for a couple reasons. Number one, he didn't... Him and Max B was doing the whole coke wave and all that shit like 3 years ago.
God
wavy.
Damn.
Way wavy.
Yeah. Now, I mean, has he popped through on the mainstream? No. I'll give you that. The thing is about Frenchie, is he good? He fucking sucks. I hate French Montana, dog. Yo, that nigga
is... He produces.
Nah. I wish. That nigga ruins more hooks than any fucking human. He's terrible.
He sound like he... I hate it because he sound like he rap with his face not away from the mic. Like,
say with your chest, nigga. Man, that nigga rap with his face on a pile of blow.
Yeah, say it with your chest.
I swear to God, bro.
You run a lap, nigga. Get your lungs up.
Yeah.
I hate Frenchie, man. So, yeah, I mean, let's run it down. I mean, Danny Brown.
Okay.
Deserving.
I
understand. It's not just because he's from Detroit. The dude has put out quality material. I mean, you can go back to fucking the hybrid. You can look at Black and Brown, which is, you know, more recent. Hot Soup, which is dope. I mean, the dude's got a fucking resume of good shit.
Detroit State of Mind 1-4.
God, yeah, there's no knocking on that. But man, dude, after that, man, honestly,
Hobson's been working.
Hobson's a talented cat, but
shout out to Dave Ritter from Funk Volume. That's who.
Funk Volume. Okay. And Funk Volume is back in the day, but that's the thing. I don't have enough of Hobson's library to really make a judgment on him.
Yeah, right.
I respected his talent back in the day, but I don't know him no more.
He did that shit where he went on the Eazy-E's Widow.
Yeah, on the Ruthless label.
Yeah, yeah.
After that, I lost track, so I know he used to have talent.
Hobson kind of reminded me of Fred the Godson. He's talented.
Yeah, Fred, he was one that we said he could spit.
Yeah.
But we didn't really know him. Is this the caller we got already?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man, but MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, just had the song with DMX, too, man, which I haven't listened to yet. I meant to play that shit before I came over here today, but didn't get a chance. But Machine Gun got signed by Diddy.
What?
Okay. I mean, he's got some buzz, some following, but I will say that from what I've heard, I don't like, bro. He's whacked me. I'm not digging Machine Gun Kelly. Seriously. And no. I'm going to go on record and say this is the worst fucking freshman class of all.
I sold my soul to the devil. I know it's a crappy deal. We just came with a few toys like a Happy Meal.
And all you would say, what you mean you sold your soul to the devil? But when I say it, I'm saying when I allow other people's ideals to interfere with what I know is true to myself, that's the devil. So it's like people talking mess on the blogs is the devil, or telling me, you know, trying to call me names. That's what the devil is. And me thinking twice about what it is that's really in my heart because of what people's reaction will be is me selling my soul to the devil. But now it's like I can't think twice. You know, you're on earth for only 80, 90, 100 years, hopefully, and I have to create from my dreams, from the dreams I had as a 5-year-old, and use everything and all the greatest people, all the tools I have around me, and ask as many questions as I can to help facilitate and bring this out. And this is like one of the first examples of a dream coming true, or yeah, glow in the dark, that was an example, and, you know, what I'm doing sonically. And on the album, even though the track list and people, they think they've heard these songs.
Yeah.
No, yeah,
not heard
these songs.
Time. This shit is horrible.
Now, Butler KFX on Twitter. By the way, you can follow us at Hood Hype on Twitter. He said French and Roscoe are seniors by now, and MGK is the only one that will stay relevant for a while. Simple as that. But I mean, you gotta give it up for.
He may remain relevant, but he's not good now. But I mean, that's neither here nor there. I guess the radio can have the people who are.
Is there anyone else
who would like to share with us tonight?
Yeah.
Victory.
to fight. It is time for war.
At www.spreaker.com, create your own radio show and find thousands of exclusive radio channels.
Here we go. See that? Do you recognize that there's a difference between the two? There's a difference between Philadelphia County, which our ancestors set up with certain geographical boundaries, and that corporate, nonprofit corporation that calls itself the County of Philadelphia. It is a corporation chartered to conduct business and commerce and trade and all that within the geographical boundary of Philadelphia County. The Uniform Commercial Code, whether you're sovereign or whether you're not, you're dealing in commerce. And when you're dealing in commerce, there's an agreement, a uniform agreement in this country, not this nation, this country, that has a standard that protects people in their contracting, because you have the right to contract. Even in the treaty, you have the right to trade. You have the right to trade being without interference from any other third party, okay? You have the right to trade under your own terms and conditions, all right? Now, when you waive that right, and they don't tell you that you have waived the right, they're exercising their rights under the Uniform Commercial Code. And you're not. So go and look up the Uniform Commercial Code and look up those sections that apply to reserving your rights. I would tell you what those sections are tonight, but for me to just tell you does not help you. It only helps you if you go look it up and you see it for yourself. Am I right, Fami Arasante? Because they did that, and now they understand how to sign documents, not just because I gave some instruction on certain things. They've seen the verbiage in those books, and they've seen how it applies and how it has been used in the Supreme Court cases and all the treaty law that applies to these things. It's much better for you to go find it for yourself. So that's why I just give you that right there. The other part is this. You see my favorite word in there? Of. The United States Code of the Laws. The United States Code of the Laws is the code that's used by all of the United States district courts and federal court. This is what they use. So if you go into federal court, you must cite the United States Code that applies to the violations that are made against you. That's all you need to do, because they understand treaty and understand. I've been there so many times discussing treaty and constitution and all those things like that. And trust me, when I go to court, they put everybody out the courtroom, and they post officers at the door on the inside and the outside, because they don't want people to hear what I have to say. And then they come up with all these different little reasons and whatever and get me out of there, because they don't want me in there, because I know too much, and I will speak. So the United States Code of the Laws has also the different codes and the procedures, the federal rules of civil procedure in there, all of the criminal code, because understand, if there's a parking ticket, what they're saying is that we're suing you for a criminal offense. Did y'all know that? If there's a speeding ticket, that's a criminal offense. They're suing you in a criminal court. Do y'all understand that? They're filing criminal charges. charges against you for something so simple. All right? If you agree to pay a tax bill and then you don't pay it, like with the Internal Revenue Service, because understand they're the Internal Revenue Service, they're a private nonprofit corporation. There are 22 of them all around the country, and they compete for your business. They compete. They don't share information, and they collect money on. They're in the business of collecting money on behalf of the United States Treasury. That's their job. Doesn't mean you have to use them, but if you have a contract with them, which you sign your W-4, right? You sign a 1040 or 1040A or whatever, any of those other forms, you sign them. That's voluntary. Did you know your signature is voluntary? You can fill out the form and don't sign it and send it in. And even if you claim on there that you say you owe them money, as long as you don't sign it, you have not, right, entered into a contract. You've given them all the information, but you have not entered into a contract which binds you. Do you understand? If you send the information, you have filed, and that's all that you're required to do. They don't say you're required to sign. They say, please sign. There's a difference. Please sign. Why? Please sign so we can come after you and take everything you got. Okay. So when you look up the United States Code of the Laws, you're going to find all kinds of things in there, because municipalities who have codes and regulations and all those things and the state statutes and all that, all of them fall up under the jurisdiction of the United States Code of the Laws, because no municipality, no county, borough, township, city, state can make a law that's outside the boundaries of federal law. They must all adhere to federal law. But if you agree, if they come up with a policy and you agree and enter into a contract to participate and be a part of that policy, then when you try to go to the federal court for protection, the federal court, they're not going to tell you in words, they'll dismiss the case. But the reason they're dismissing the cases is because somewhere along the line you signed a contract that behind your back has been produced and put into the court record. And what I always tell people to do is to go down to the file room and get a copy of the docket sheet and get a copy of your file of everything that's ever been put on the record concerning you. And then you go back and correct those things and say, produce the contract or take it out the file. You have to file your paperwork, your motion to the court, and say that these things were filed in violation of whatever code applies, of whatever UCC paragraph that applies. These things are in violation of UCC dot, 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 United States Code dot, dot, dot. You petition the court to have them removed from your record. Y'all understand how simple this is? This is not hard. This is not rocket science. This is what it takes is your perseverance to follow through the steps and get this thing done. Because if you don't do it, certainly it's going to remain on your record. And guess what? No matter how long you live, you can always trace. They always go back and trace something on your record back to you. I don't care if you correct your name or anything like that, which I tell people, even when you correct your name, what we have people stop using your Social Security number as a trade number. That's one of the main things you have to do. Stop using that Social Security number. The Social Security Administration tells you, do not give your Social Security number to anyone. And anyone that you choose to give it to, you have the right to demand, one, how they're going to use it. And you have, under certain terms and conditions, to deny them to use it certain ways. For example, if you got something on your credit report, it's our Santi, we helped him resolve those issues. How did they get on there? Did you authorize that credit reporting company to send to receive any information? Do you have a contract with them? Do you have a contract with JCPenney, who you applied for the application? Did you tell them as a part of your contract that they could check your credit record? Is that part of the contract? The answer is no. That's not part of the contract, and they violated UCC and the United States Code by contacting that credit reporting bureau to get any information on you. And then the credit reporting bureau has violated UCC and the Code of the Laws to send any information relative to you because you did not explicitly authorize them to do so. So guess what? They have done damage to you, and then guess what? You have the right to sue for damages, am I right? Okay, so contracts and these courts, that's the only thing you're dealing with is contracts.
You're listening to Spreaker Web Radio.
They're no longer states. The treaty was up. They got out. All right?
Thank you.
I'm kind of going through a lot of things right now, and okay. All right. The law is used by people in their proper person. When you walk into the courtroom, you should always have your paperwork precede you. Don't walk in there without first having submitted some document to the court to let them know that, yes, I'm coming. And look in the law dictionary and look up the definition of come. It's different than appear. Now, you can come to the courtroom, all right, and make a special appearance. You understand? Never, you get the subpoena, whatever it is, in the newspaper, and don't believe all this other stuff where they tell you, don't go to court if you get these papers, because they will put a manhunt out for you, and you do not need that, and there's no reason for you not to go. You should go. You should go, and the more of us that do go and challenge the jurisdiction and let them see, we're not scared, because we're standing on the square. They will stop calling you to court, because the people who operate in their proper person, and the more and more of us that go in there operating in our proper person, they're going to begin to see the game is up, the secret's out, we can't do this anymore. Alright justice died upon the cross. What does that mean? I'm no artist. That is the cardinal points of the zodiac. Cardinal, as in Catholic Church, cardinal. They are your deacons of the zodiac. Deacons, as in the Christian Church. They are your cardinal points, and they apply to everything you do, who you are, your character, everything that surrounds you, your environment, the country where you live. Everything is affected by the different signs of the zodiac. When justice died on the cross, here's what happened. Our solar system, and that's the sun in the middle, and that's Earth, the third rock from the sun, which is its planetary position. That's not its name, and its planetary position will be changing, is changing every day, and it's speeding up and getting closer and closer to the sun until it will occupy the second position rock from the sun. This is the natural life cycle of a planet. All the planets are coming in, and then more planets are being created out further beyond Pluto. So what they call the greenhouse effect is the natural heating up of the planet. And all those who cannot meet the heat requirement as the planet heats up will be eliminated from the planet. This is the science of the zodiac. Now, just like we have the zodiac, which I just showed you, based upon what is called the geocentric form of astrology. Geocentric because it's centered based on the Earth as its center point. Then there's the heliocentric form of astrology, which is based upon the sun being the center. Sun is helio, Earth is geo. Everybody understand that? Now, just like we have our signs applied to the Earth here, the sun also has its center point here. Everybody understand that? Does everybody understand that our entire solar system is spinning around the Milky Way? The Earth spins on its axis, the moon spins on, right, spins around, well, Let me back up. The moon doesn't spin around the earth like they told you, but the moon does have a cycle. Now, the earth spins on its axis, and the earth spins around the sun. The sun spins on its axis, and this entire solar system spins around the Milky Way. Everybody understand that? That's basic, right? Very basic. Now, check this out. It takes the sun 26,000 years to make one revolution around the Milky Way. Everybody understand that? This is science here. I'm not trying to make up stuff just to lie to you, okay? And all of this, believe it or not, is relative to law. That's why I'm explaining it to you, all right? And we're talking, the subject is justice died upon the cross. So I'm coming back to that, but I have to give you this information first so you'll understand. 26,000 years for the sun to make one journey around the Milky Way, all right? If we divide that by 12, why are we dividing it by 12? There are 12 signs of the zodiac, all right? Now, if we divide it by 12, this is the number. So, our solar system spins 2,166 years in one sign. We just left the age of Pisces. An age is equal to 2,166 years. Now, you've heard the term, an age, but nobody ever thought about it. We say, for ages, what's an age equal to? Mathematically, it's equal to 2,166 years. Got it? Now, we just entered the age of Aquarius. All right? 2,166 is represented here. See that? So each one, right, has a time frame of 2,166. Everybody understand that? Here's what happened. Need to write all of them, right? You all understand the point. We just left the age of Pisces, which was, or an eon. An age and an eon are equal to 2,166 years. Now, we just left the age of Pisces, which is represented by what we know as Jesus. This is why Jesus is represented by the sign of the fish. It's over. The age of Pisces is over. All right? Not to come around again until we go through all of the other 11 signs of the zodiac. Now we're in the age of Aquarius. What does that mean? Justice, and any Mason will tell you, if he can unravel the allegory, is Jesus. Jesus was born. Why? Because what's the opposite of Pisces? Jesus was born of a virgin mother. Virgo is the virgin. Virgo is the virgin, right? Who in here is Virgo? Anybody? Virgo is the virgin, right? Okay. So Jesus was born of the virgin mother, Virgo. Got it? All of this stuff in the Bible, because understand that the Bible is not a religious book. The Quran is not a religious book. They are science books. Biblios Heliotech is the Bible. It's the full Latin name of the Bible. It is the science. It's an elementary science where Moors are concerned. It's the science of the study of the cycle of the sun. Helio meaning study, meaning sun. Biblios meaning record of. Y'all understand? The Quran, chronology, maxima, the great chronology. The Quran is the great chronology of the science and the study of the asteroid, of the astral plane. You understand? Okay. So, justice died on the cross. Here's what happened. Those that we call Europeans or Albions, ruled during the age of Pisces. So when we say the time is up, we're not just saying this by conjecture. We're saying this because the time, the 2,166 years that they had, is over. I'm not saying this because I have any bias against them or any of that. This is the science of it, and they know it. The problem is our people are not ready for it. How can justice return under the age of Aquarius if we're not ready? The age of Aquarius demands information. It is the technology age Aquarius is. Aquarius demands answers. Our youth demand answers. They demand the truth. They demand this truth because they cannot proceed and lead the world without this knowledge. They cannot do it. They cannot do this without the understanding of the zodiac, which is this. Zodiacus is the ancient name of the term zodiac. Zodiacus implies the first woman, who is this. Womb man. We are man with a womb. That's who we are. No spirit can enter this plane without the agreement of a womb man. Period. We are the vehicle. We have a covenant with the cosmos where we agree to bring those spirits, which we call monads, from the astral plane and summon them to this physical plane. And it is only through the womb man that they can leave, exit, and then reposition themselves in another plane. All of this relevant to our law. Now, this is why when the brother talked about getting our land back, I know this issue very well. I fight this fight every day on top of all my other duties and responsibilities and everything else that I do. So when we talk about justice returns under the age of Aquarius, this is why when we walk into a courtroom and we understand that the court, as I explained to a class just recently, a court is also a corporation. They don't hide that from you. They put it right on the seal right behind the judge. And they tell you that this court was incorporated in 1878, whatever it is. This court was incorporated. And what words do they use? Founded. So when you see the word founded and you see the word established in, it already tells you that they're a corporation. Understand? And anybody who owns a corporation does what? Own a slave. Because a corporation is a slave holder. Understand? Now, let's talk about the issues that come up in court. How am I with time, Noah? All right. The point I want to make real quick, relative to going to court and getting land back and all these issues and all these injustices that have been done to us, when we participate in organizations that take us off our square, that adds to the chaos and the confusion. So it's better not to join anything at all and just be yourself if you are not going to be a Moor. But if you're going to be a Moor, understand that sovereignty is an individual thing. Don't go into court talking about I belong to such and such organization. And be clear about that, because as soon as you say an association, an organization, a business, a firm, a corporation, you're talking about slavery. And they love that language because you're putting yourself right in their jurisdiction as soon as you say it. If you go in there and say, I am, well, what organization do you belong to? Well, none. They do not know how to deal with you. But as soon as you say corporation, because they're a corporation and they speak the corporate language and they have corporate policy, they'll love you to say that. So the first thing they're going to do is, how are we going to get some money? All right? Because that's the name of the game, money. Now, let's talk about who they are, why they exist, these courts. First of all, we know they're not really courts. We know they're colorable. They know they're colorable. They have to be colorable because they're dealing with colorable people, right? If we choose not to be colorable, we don't belong in there. So the court is this. Just like the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, just like the Bar Association, just like the United States of America, they are this. They are a private nonprofit corporation. If you get some mail that belongs to me, do you go and show up and say you're me? No, you can't do that. So if a private nonprofit corporation sends you a document and you have no contract with them, why should you go up and debate the contract? Because if you don't have a contract, right? If you don't have a contract, you don't have a contract. It's as simple as that. You don't need to go there and say all that. Just say, because here's my status and this and that and the other. Right? Don't go in there trying to debate whether you owe money on the contract or not. The bill was too high and all that. And I'm not saying that because of what you said. Understand that. If you don't have the contract, why are you discussing the bill? It doesn't make sense, does it? First, you have to have a contract. So the first thing you need to understand when you walk in there, I don't care what the issue is, here's the question. And I write things down, specific things I write down, because when I write them down, I'm spelling. Understand? Do we have a contract? If I rescind my birth certificate, do I agree to belong to the corporate ward state that calls itself the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which is a private nonprofit corporation? If I don't have a birth certificate with you, what agreement do we have that you should summon me to answer anything? Right? If I don't have an agreement with the parking authority, which I don't, do they have the right to send me a bill saying that I owe them for a parking ticket? It's ludicrous. Now, the thing to say is, if you don't have the contract, you have certain rights, and you need to exercise those rights. And there are codes even that are there and laws that are there to protect you if you don't have a contract with somebody and they're trying to make you adhere to a contract. I don't care what kind of contract it is. If you don't have a driver's license and they pull you over, the first thing you need to say is, I don't have a contract. They may still give you the ticket, but understand that if there are other things, which I already explained in the language of silence, which because we are amongst non-mores tonight, I will not show you. However, there's a language of silence that you can speak to these people and they will not bother you. You can trust me on that. However, if you are not comfortable and you happen to get off your square and you get the ticket and you have to go to court, that's the first thing you have to say. I don't have a contract. And all of these courts, because they are corporations, the only type of policy they can deal with is contract policy, not contract law, contract policy. So the first thing you must ask is what? Do we have a contract? And if the answer is no, then I'm here under threat, duress, and coercion. You are violating my rights. It's as simple as that. You have no other reason to be there. Does that make sense? Okay. If the state comes in and says, you're not treating your children right and we want to take them, right, the first thing you have to say is, state, do I have a contract that says I gave my children to you? That I, at what point, produce the contract? Produce the contract. If you send me a bill, and understand that if you belong to the corporate board state, you can't make these arguments because you do have a contract, which is the birth certificate, which is the marriage license, which a marriage license is your contract, is the woman's contract with the state and the man's contract with the state. It's not a contract between the man and the woman. Never was, never will be. Unless you have a prenuptial agreement or something else, you don't have a marriage contract with the one you think you love. You have a contract with somebody else who becomes a third party to your life, always, till you rescind the contract, all right? Because that's not how you get married. Marriage is under all law, all right? And then what you're responsible to do is to place the oath that you take between the two of you on the public record. Where? Where do you place information on the public record? Do you know? With the county. The counties are ancient. They belong to us. They belong to us. Our ancestors named the counties. Our ancestors formed the counties. Our ancestors set up the government of the counties, and the counties operate according to common law, which is royal law, which is Muslim custom. Law, which is Muslim customary law. Did y'all know that? The counties belong to us. So let me write this for you. How many of you think you live in Philadelphia County? For those who... Okay. Okay. All right. When, here we go. See that? Do you recognize that there's a difference between the two? There's a difference between Philadelphia County, which our ancestors set up with certain geographical boundaries, and that corporate, nonprofit corporation that calls itself the County of Philadelphia. It is a corporation chartered to conduct business and commerce and trade and all that within the geographical boundary of Philadelphia County. They are two different things. They are two different things. So when you see documents, pay attention, because all documents that you get don't have County of Philadelphia on them. And you know the difference between the two, because if you get documents from the County of Philadelphia, you know that you're receiving correspondence from a corporation. You understand? And if you're receiving correspondence from a corporation, the first question you must ask is, do we have a contract? Now, if you receive correspondence from the county, that's common law. You have the responsibility to respond and adhere to that, because guess what? You are a part and parcel of that county. Our ancestors set up these geographical boundaries for us, all right? Now, likewise, with any other county or city, pay attention to this one little word. It's a very dangerous word. I'm going to tell you. And as I tell people in my class, when that word shows up, you automatic, you're in trouble. The reason is because most of you prior to tonight, you didn't understand that there was a difference. And when they use that little word of, but trust me, there's a difference between whether you're dealing with government or corporation. Government or corporation. You have to know the difference. And if you don't know the difference between these things, they're going to have you swinging left and right in the dark and hitting nothing. Okay? I want to explain to you that when you're dealing in contracts, your status in the contract is very important. How do you establish your presence in a contract so that you are protected? Does anybody know how to do that? Because we're confronted with contracts all the time, and when we do not adhere to certain terms and conditions of the contract, which we did not understand from the very beginning, then we're dragged into court to answer for all kinds of claims and allegations on behalf of the corporation, and we don't even understand why we're there. We think, for the most part, the majority of us, and prior to tonight, you get a summons to appear in court, I don't care whether that's a civil action or a criminal action. You are on the defensive because you feel that inherently maybe I have done something that warrants these allegations, even if you know for a fact that you're innocent, because the way that corporate system operates, you are not innocent until proven guilty. You are guilty until proven innocent. And the reason is because, as some of these state sovereignty people would have you believe, the United States has declared war on the people. We're in a state of martial law. Well, of course you are. If the people have agreed to be corporate wards of a state that's a private nonprofit corporation, and the government operate according to sovereignty and you agree not to be sovereign, then what have you done? You've abandoned your government. The only thing the government can do is declare war on you. That's why you walk into a military tribunal when you walk into these courtrooms. That's why they have a military flag, which is a USA flag with the gold fringe, to let you know you're in a military tribunal. And the reason is because you've agreed not to be sovereign. So the only way they can deal with you is in a military fashion. You understand that?
Okay.
So how to protect yourself when you're dealing in... The first thing, I'm not going to really get into details of explaining to you how to stand on your square and how to be in court and all that. The first thing you must understand is how to exist in contracts. That, because if you understand how to exist in contracts, that will significantly reduce your ever having to go to court, to the courtroom, okay, to the courtroom. If you understand how to deal in contracts, because all these corporations do is deal in contracts, and all the courts, these court systems, let me say that, do is deal in contracts. So if you're not familiar with the contracts, and the majority of their contracts are these. Adhesion contracts. Look in the law dictionary and look up the word adhesion, and what you're going to find is that an adhesion contract is a type of contract where there are terms and conditions that are a part of the contract of which you are not aware. And every time you sign a birth certificate, there's the balance of that contract is somewhere. Whenever you sign for a driver's license, the balance of that contract is somewhere. You don't have it, you've never seen it, but it does exist. And this is why they have the authority to issue you a ticket for all these different things and violations, because there's a contract somewhere that you've signed and you have not reserved your rights. So if you don't reserve your rights are considered waived upon signing of the contract, which means that you know, understand, and agree that there's an adhesion going on and you don't care, or you otherwise are not aware. They don't care. They've got you to sign. How do you go back now and correct the fact that you've signed all these adhesion contracts everywhere all your life? You've signed them. I know you have, because I have too. And now's the time for you to get back into your proper person so you can correct those contracts and get out of the ones you don't want to have, and the ones you choose to have, you can exist under your own terms and conditions. That's the most important part. That's long before you get to going to court, because you can go to court all day long, but guess what? Unless you correct the problem, the root of the problem, which is not knowing how to exist in contracts, you'll constantly go to court, and that's a waste of your time. I'm sure you have many more productive things to do than to keep showing up in court, making special appearance in proper persona, sue jurors, and stating your status for the record, okay? Now, the first thing you need to do is contact. Contact those entities with whom you have a contract and tell them that in no uncertain terms you want to correct or otherwise change or revise the terms and conditions of your contract. You have the right to do that, and you must. All right? If you're going to have the contract, exist in those contracts under your own terms and conditions. Just because somebody hands you an application and that application has pretty little boxes and everything on it, if there's categories up there that don't apply to you, don't fill it out. Add a box that applies to you. And then when we take people to the Social Security Administration to get their name corrected on their Social Security card, this is what happens. There's a section on there for race, okay? Okay, that's just some of them. They may have a few more. I don't remember, okay? Do any of those boxes apply to you? Not even the one other. It does not apply to you. So what do you do? You are a more. Tell them who you are. If you don't, and you put any other category up there, you have signed it and you have made a contract with them, and they're going to hold you to that contract. And then if you go back and try to change the contract, they'll say, well, they won't tell you in these words,